John Rourke stepped through the doorway from the People's Institute for Marine Studies and onto the walkway. Alarms were sounding, even more loudly, it seemed, than before. The street between the walkways was jammed with fast-moving gullwings. Most of the gullwings had running boards with armed men perched on them, and many of the soldiers carried AKM-96 assault rifles. He tucked back into the doorway.
What the hell do we do now, Dr. Rourke?
He looked at Aldridge and smiled.
Join all the happy people. Come on.
Rourke left the doorway and crossed the walkway to the street. As the first likely-looking gullwing passed, he jumped for the running board, his assault rifle slung under his right arm.
Come on!
But there was no time to look to see if Sam was coming. As he reached the running board, Rourke grabbed the right ear of one of the men clinging to the gullwing. With a quick yank, the man fell away. The gullwing bounced as the vehicle careened over the man's body. Beside him, another of the soldiers grabbed for him. Rourke turned to struggle against him and saw Sam clinging to the soldier's back, his fingertips gouging into the man's eye sockets.
Grab onto something else!
Rourke's left elbow smashed the hapless Russian in the face. The man's body fell away to the road surface. On the opposite side, the driver's side, one of the three Russians who clung there was trying to level a Sti-20 pistol. Rourke fired first. One of the other two men jumped, landing just behind the gullwing, on his knees. The AKM-96 slung across the soldier's back came up, firing. Glass, or whatever it was that formed the rear windshield of the gullwing, shattered. The third Russian soldier took part of his comrade's burst and fell away.
Sam! Doc!
Rourke stabbed the little detonics toward the man, bracing it on the roof. As he readied to fire, another gullwing crashed over the kneeling soldier. Rourke swung the detonics through the rear window of the gullwing and opened up on the half-dozen armed men and driver. He emptied his little pistol into the gullwing. Sam hung on beside him and stabbed the muzzle of his liberated AKM-96 through the shot-out glass. The gullwing swerved erratically now, sideswiping other vehicles on the roadway. The driver was still alive. Rourke drew the detonics from his left side holster. The gullwing driver's right temple dotted red. The head snapped away.
Sam! Get that door handle beside you, quick!
Rourke looked back, and Sam was gone for a moment. Then the gullwing slowed.
I made it!
The gullwing doors were almost completely open now, and Rourke swung inside. Bodies of dead Russians littered the seats and the floor.
Turn us around! We're going the wrong way!
Yes, sir!
Rourke nearly lost his balance at the gullwing, the door still closing, U-turned in the middle of the street, sideswiping another gullwing. Rourke grabbed up an AKM-96 from the hands of a dead Marine Spetsnaz and rammed the muzzle through the shot-out rear windshield. He crouched in the seat, ready.
Come on, step on it, huh?
These things don't have any guts, Doctor.
Well, pretend they do. Put it to the floor and drive. Hey, you think this thing would keep rolling if we knocked the doors off, Sam?
Knock the doors off?
Hit the door controls. Come on, do it!
Hurriedly, Rourke began to relieve the dead Marine Spetsnaz personnel of their weapons. Two more AKM-96s, six Sti-20 pistols, and thankfully, spare magazines for the AKM-96s. He stuffed as many of these as he could into the magazine carrier beside his musette bag, then took a second magazine carrier from one of the dead men and began filling it for Sam. Rourke looked over his shoulder as he knelt behind the driver's seat.
Those two APCs were the third one behind him. The one with the hatch open?
You're not... Oh, my God!
That's right. Now, thread the needle right between those first two. If the doors go, they go. Now, we need to be able to clear out of this fast. You got any idea how many guys they have inside one of those APCs?
Too many, I bet, Doctor.
Rourke smiled. Sam was threading the needle.
Take your right hand off the wheel for a second.
He slipped the shoulder strap for the magazine carrier over Sam's hand, along his arm, and over his head.
Just a little something for you. Many happy returns.
Rourke eyed the two APCs.
Close your eyes when we hit and step hard on the gas.
Rourke passed his left arm across his back, sheltering the Marine as best he could with his own body, his right arm up to protect his face. The open gullwing doors were torn away, and he could smell smoke. As the doors went, Rourke opened his eyes. Shards of the glass lay all around them.
Are we out of it? Step on it! Right for that third APC! Then cut left and just do what I do!
The gullwing was on fire somewhere. He couldn't tell where. Rourke grabbed up the weapons and spare ammo. They were almost to the third APC.
Cut the wheel left, now!
The gullwing swerved hard left. Rourke came up out of his crouch, almost losing his balance, but holding it. He was beside the ragged aperture where the right side gullwing door had been. Jagged metal was all that remained.
Close as you can to that APC, Marine!
The gullwing swerved right, and Rourke jumped. He reached for one of the handholds along the side of the bodywork and held on. Sam jumped out after him. They started for the top hatch, praying it was still open. As Rourke reached the top of the APC's superstructure, the top hatch was closing. He threw himself toward it, both hands going to the exterior hatch opening, his body weight throwing it back and away from the direction in which it was closing.
Sam! Get some fire in there